Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 17th of December, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday, everyone.
And happy shipping deadline. If you haven't hit one already, it's probably today, just in case. Yeah. So, today is the day you probably don't get to go to the post office anymore. You really need to head to UPS or something instead to make sure your stuff is going to get where it needs to go on time. So, look forward to our gift guide next week on I missed all the shipping deadlines and I still have presents. That's always a popular article. So anyway, Andrew is here, as per tradition, for Security Friday news updates, PSAs, and what have you. And we're going to start with a couple of PSAs right off the top. And the first one has to do with Google.
Yes. So this is from Google's Project Zero team. That's a security team. And they published a deep dive into a zero-click iMessage exploit from NSO Group. It's called Forced Entry, and they found that it allows for some remote code execution. Mm-hmm. And they collaborated with Apple's engineering team as well. They got the Forced Entry exploit from Citizen Lab. And we're making it a PSA just because it's a very long, it's a deep dive, a long technical analysis, so we don't really need to get into the whole thing.
Yeah, we don't.
But if you are interested, check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely the kind of thing you want to sit down and spend a few minutes with, mostly for awareness. And the reason you want to be aware of it is because it's, as Andrew said, it's zero click, which means you don't have to do anything. So we always tell you about don't click on that attachment, don't click on that email. But this one, you don't have to do anything. And that's why it's super alarming.
Yeah, those things are bad. All you have to do is receive some kind of specially crafted text message. And they have gotten your phone.
Yeah. And you're done. And that's pretty serious. Now, I don't know if this is part of our next PSA or not, but we have another PSA about updating your operating system.
Right. So I think it was this week or maybe last week, Apple released iOS 15.2. And one of the things it brings is the App Privacy Report, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So if you go into Settings, tap on General, and then, Settings, General, tap on Software Update to actually update. Yes. But to find the report, you go to Settings, Privacy, and App Privacy Report. And you'll see several different sections. And it's trying to tell you what everything, what apps are doing in the background. Mm-hmm. Everything to do with data and sensor access, what domains they contact, what other things they're doing on the network. So it's very helpful. I think I'm not sure if it's turned on by default or not. I had already turned it on before, or I turned it on when I was running the beta.
Okay.
So if it's not turned on already, it's a good idea to turn it on just so you can see what the apps are doing.
Yeah. And another thing to know about this one, aside from the app privacy report, it shows all the accessing. So this is what accessed your location, your camera, your microphone, your contacts, like all that stuff. That's the part that's cool. Now, if you're not interested in that, you don't have to be. You can turn that off. It's a thing that you can disable if you so desire. Definitely a thing to look at. Digital legacy is part of this as well. Which is another nice security feature. There are a lot of things that are that got updated. There are some things that got improved. There's always security fixes. So there's definitely a lot to that one. And you can tell because it's 0.2 and not like 0.1.8 or 0.1.9, thing like that. So it's 15.2. It's the second digit upgrade. So those are the ones you generally want to do. It's also a slightly larger download. Might take a little longer to install. So just make sure you're aware of that. But as always, you should you should install that because it's a good thing to have and it's always good to be current on that. So the next one we have is another, I would say this is a piece of good news.
Yeah, I think
we have we have a bug bounty program.
Yes, this is from the Department of Homeland Security. They announced this on Tuesday. It's a they're launching a bug bounty program called Hack DHS. Hack DHS. So, you know, it's a bug bounty program. The goal is to have hackers find and report bugs in various governmental systems, I think. Mm-hmm. They say it's going to run in three phases starting in 2022. There's phase one, the hackers will conduct virtual assessments on certain DHS external systems. And in phase two, which sounds exciting, hackers can participate in a live in-person hacking event. And then phase three, DHS will identify and review all the lessons learned and plan for future bug bounties. And they also hope that the program can serve as a model to be used by other organizations across every level of government. Mm-hmm. So, yay.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that one of the advantages that some software has is public review and being able for other people who maybe have a different perspective or a different skill set or just lots more knowledge of all the weird little rough edges of whatever it is that you're trying to build. Letting anyone who wants to come review that software can help harden it and, you know, make it something better. That's why there's a fair amount of stuff that's open source. One of the nice things about open source is somebody else can go review it and go, did you know that there's this giant security hole right here in this thing? And all you have to do is add this line, or, you know, if you put a semicolon at the end, it closes that security hole or whatever. And so anytime you get an opportunity to open stuff up for a lot of people to review it, more eyeballs can usually only end well because you can find things and then fix them. So I do hope that this ends up being a model that can be rolled out in lots of other parts so that things can be more secure. It'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good one. Before we get to everyone's favorite portion of the program, this week in data breaches, spoiler alert, that's where we're headed. I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Hunter Douglas. And so what you want to do when you are at home is you always want to live well, be at ease, be comfortable, maybe a little stylish. And Hunter Douglas can help you do that with their innovative window shade designs, interesting fabrics, and control systems advanced control systems. Honest, they're advanced. It's very cool. So perhaps what you want out of them is shades that will diffuse sunlight and cast a nice glow across the room instead of harsh sunbeams. Maybe you just like the better insulation so you can keep warmer in winter and cooler in summer. And sometimes that helps lower your utility bills. And if you take all of that and add it into Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, your shades can take care of all of these things for you and automatically reposition for the perfect balance of light, privacy, and insulation morning, noon, and night. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas by enjoying greater convenience, enhanced style, and increased comfort in your home all through the day. Visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO today for your free Style Get Smarter design guide with fresh takes, creative ideas, and smart solutions for dressing your windows. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for your free design guide. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. So, as I said, this week in data breaches,
we have two of them.
With two. And like I used to sort of joke about this being a thing that we were doing, and it's just sort of become a regular segment on Security Friday. So the first one we have is from a logistics company.
Yeah, so I would say the good news about both of these leaks or breaches is that I don't think they're going to really affect regular people like us. These are more how some companies are being affected.
Okay.
So this one is from Website Planet. They found that a U.S.-based logistics company called DW Morgan. I call it a data leak because it was this Amazon S3 bucket owned by them, and it was left accessible without any authorization controls in place. So DW Morgan works with some major Fortune 500 companies, they say. That's who is being affected by this leak. They say over 2.5 million files were exposed, which equates to over 100 gigabytes of data. They say three of these data sets contain sensitive client data as well as employee personal information. They mentioned transportation plans, agreements on processing flows, attachments. They say the next two data sets were with the personal information. And then, like they say, transportation plans and agreements outlining every step of the shipment process for each exposed DW client. So this is not good for these companies. And I mean, obviously these employees too.
Yeah, this is pretty serious because it said that they found five different data sets. Some of it was client data. Transportation plans and process photos seems pretty serious. Things that you maybe don't want other people to get a hold of. There were two that had sensitive data, like signatures and other documents, I think it says. Process details, facility locations, full names of clients or third-party vendors or actual DW Morgan employees. So some of that is pretty rough. Like Andrew said, for the most part, this isn't something that's going to affect you unless you're very familiar with DW Morgan, because maybe you worked there. And it doesn't say anything about if it's current or past employees. So,
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. So if you or your company has ever done business with DW Morgan, this might be a thing that you'll want to check into further and just make sure you're covered. Or, you know, if you have family members who maybe work in this particular field, you may want to let them know this is a thing that has happened, because, not great.
Yeah, especially because some of the personal information for the actual employees, they say it includes full names, phone numbers, and email addresses.
Mm. Yeah, so serious information, because then you can take that and leverage it against all that other stuff you got from the dark web, and then, you know, line it all up. And I think I saw somewhere this was called enriching a profile, which is like exactly the right phrase for it.
So
anytime that there's a vector where somebody can either get or confirm a particular piece of information, that's never good. And speaking of enhancing profiles on people, we have another one to talk to you about.
So our second data leak was discovered by the VPN Mentor research team, and it has to do with Sennheiser, a very big popular audio company. But again, kind of like the other one, this is mostly other companies too. They say this quote that I shared, it sounds like if any company had, or maybe a business person, like a blogger or a journalist. So it sounds like it has to do with people who were requesting samples from Sennheiser. These are their business clients.
Yeah.
But they do say it was an old account. They say it appears to have been dormant since 2018. However, over 28,000 Sennheiser customers were exposed. So this is a 55 gigabyte leak. They say they have a really good list about the potential impact, for example. So they say some of this data could be potentially used for things like identity theft, tax fraud, insurance fraud, mail fraud, bank account takeover, debit or credit card fraud, and even mortgage fraud.
Well, because if you've got somebody, an email address, a full name, and a phone number for somebody, which is what's in here, and some of them have addresses, And things like that, like a home address for somebody. So yeah, if there's a whole lot of shenanigans I can get up to armed with a name, a full name, an email address, a phone number, and a home address. So
home address,
yeah.
Names of companies requesting the samples, and then the number of the requesting company's employees.
Yeah. So there's 1,000 people who work here. That's definitely a place I need to be fishing for, like, hey, click here to claim your Sennheiser headphones, right? So yeah. So and we don't have, again, we don't have any information on like the ripple effect of this. So if you are someone who does business with Sennheiser, or if you have in the past, maybe your company has done business with Sennheiser, then definitely keep an eye on that. So
yeah. And I also wanted to share, because I thought this was helpful too. It sounds like maybe this was also another Amazon S3 bucket that they didn't protect.
Yeah.
But they do want to point out that open publicly viewable S3 buckets, it's not a fault of AWS. It's not Amazon's fault. It's just that, you know, this company didn't properly secure the password.
Someone didn't bother to even put a password on it. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah,
or like we said, it's maybe something like admin admin for username and password.
Mm-hmm. So this is more like data leak, which is what both of them are. So we call, you know, it's generally this week in data breaches, but this week it's this week in data leaks, because for the most part, this isn't someone with nefarious intent went and busted into something at Sennheiser and got a hold of this. Somebody just went prowling through Amazon S3 stuff and went, hey, look at all these buckets that don't have passwords. I'm going to go see what's in them. And a lot of times that stuff is out of context or not interesting, or, you know, something that's not useful, you know. And, you know, it's a database that is powering something, you know, by SKU or something. And there's no actual information in there that anyone could use to do anything bad with. And in these two cases, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. I always classify them as, you know, a data leak. That's passive. It's just data left out in the open.
Yep.
Whereas a data breach is like someone is actively trying to break into a system.
Yeah. So those are never good. But instead of leaving you on a down note, what we like to do is leave you with something slightly happier. And so I'm going to point out a delightful thing that our own Charlotte Henry discovered and made sure that she posted over on the website. So you can find a link to it in the show notes if you haven't already seen it on TV Plus. There's a Ted Lasso animated short that is a holiday special. It is delightful. It's like 5 minutes long, so you don't have to worry about it. And if you found the intro to the Christmas episode charming, which was the stop motion claymation sort of intro for the Christmas special, this is those same characters. It's all the claymation folks, all the original actors are voicing their own characters. It's very cute. And like I said, I think it's like 5 minutes long. I don't think it's longer. It might be less. And you should go check it out because it was very charming. I've watched it a few times because it's really nice. And very entertaining. It's got some good jokes for some good in jokes, particularly if you've watched both seasons, but you don't have to in order to enjoy it. And it was just very, very cute. So I thought instead of leaving everyone on bad news today, maybe we should do something a little nicer and particularly festive. So it's not necessarily a security issue as much as it is. Go spend a minute and watch this because it's kind of fun. So it was nice. So that's going to do it for us today. Like I said, the shipping deadlines for most things, if you haven't hit them already, are probably today. Otherwise, if you would like to get us something that will cost you nothing in shipping, you can always go swing by the rating engine of your choice and give us a review, give us a rating. That always helps us out, and we are very, very appreciative. And I'll write a letter to the big guy and make sure you get a little something extra in your stocking this year if you do, because we really appreciate it. So, Andrew, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, everyone. And I just thought of something for your review. Leave us 3 screaming emojis.
Yeah. I love this podcast. 5 stars. It freaks me out every Friday. Yeah, yes. That's the kind of review we're looking for. Thanks. Anyway, I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.